Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my first time being catcalled, whether or not the Try Guys ever tried anal, who Rihanna must bring out at the Super Bowl, and Nikki Blonsky's must-have eBay listings. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey. My name is Tyler, and I am here to say hello.
Hello, Tyler. My name is Corey, and I am here to say hey.
One thing about me is that...
keep going.
No. You know what?
One thing about me is that I love to laugh.
One thing about me is that I love to skip any TikTok that starts with one thing about me.
Is that a thing? Do TikToks
yes.
do that?
Yes. You know, like the one thing about me is that, you know what I'm doing? Like, it's, what is that? Nicki Minaj or something? One thing about me, and I'm at it.
I haven't seen any of those, and please don't talk about it because I don't want it to show up in my algorithm.
Well, anyway, now everyone is just. What used to be, put a finger down if you've ever blah, 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 and they tell a 3-minute story that just like you could have just done this without having to act like you had to put a finger down. Like, just tell this. If you have a story to tell, bitch, just vlog. You don't have to pigeonhole it into some type of prompt. But now that the put a finger down is done, everyone's doing one thing about me is that, and then just telling the story to the rhythm of that, but nobody has any rhythm.
I haven't seen any of that, and I'm glad I haven't. Do you know about the muffin thing?
The muffin thing?
My friend kept sending me videos about some song about a muffin. Maybe Keith Urban's involved. I don't even know.
No.
Is the muffin song the new Korn song?
I don't know.
Can you name one Korn song?
Yeah, Korn.
Korn has a song called Korn?
I think I do my corn, Yeah, there's a song that I do you want me to play it?
No. Do people on TikTok say corn instead of porn?
Yes. Hold on.
What do you think about
it? It's called Corn is a Good Thing. Are you ready?
Oh, God. Are you putting your headphones up against the microphone? I don't think that's going to work.
I don't know if it's going to work.
You have two sets. Were you wearing those headphones?
No. Hold on.
Did you have a headset?
Can you hear this? Can you hear this? They can hear it. You can't hear it. You can't hear it.
Barely. I don't think I need to hear it.
Can you hear it?
This is quite the segment. No, and I hope that they can't hear it either.
I swear they probably can.
And I hope it's just awkward.
I give up.
Hey, I thought you were wearing earbuds under your headphones, like a wig under a wig.
I'm playing it from the computer now. Look what you've done.
Oh, God.
Is it worth it? My corn makes life, looking up at this corn. He cuss kicked the corn.
I still can't hear it.
Corn up in the city, the corn man complains. But where
is that, Luke Bryan?
good thing.
It sounds like Luke Bryan.
Corn
is
makes
this country
corn.
Boys make do all
corn
over again.
Makes corny. Corn makes my baby feel a little corny. Corn roads are bogging up my corn pile up in my truck. We corn our honeys down. We take them into corn. Start washing all our corn down the drain. Corn
Ma'am.
Is a good thing.
Hello.
Is that not what you wanted?
I sure hope that
I was asked.
That.
I was asked by AppleCare to provide a song about corn, and here I am.
Why?
And you?
Who's why am I AppleCare?
I was told by AppleCare that I could come in the store and get the part.
Are you doing the candle skit from The Woman Who Drove in Wisconsin, Appleton?
No, but I recently rewatched that.
I saw it making its rounds again.
Well, good for her. It's fall. It's her time.
Yeah, what did she want? Like a spiced apple candle?
I find that yes. There's a few people
yes.
who... I find that there's a few people who pop up in the autumn, and one of them is our candle queen.
Hey, candles aren't just for fall.
Yeah, but she was looking for a pumpkin or like a maple spice, you know, one of those things.
Mm.
Hey, have you ever tried Guys?
Five Guys? Love it.
Have you ever tried Five Guys, though?
What are you talking about? Explain.
Have you ever tried Five Guys?
Not at the same time.
Like, in court.
Tried. I wish. You know it's my dream to go on Justice Judy.
Would you ever try a guy?
I have.
Would you try a guy?
Do you know about the Try Guys? Is this what you're trying to talk about?
Trying to. Guy. Ew. Do you ever have somebody call you Guy? Hey, Guy.
You know my uncle's name is Guy.
I do not know that.
Wait, actually. So, you know, I used to work at the bank, and there was this guy that would come into the bank.
Did he ever try?
And his last name was Guy.
Oh.
And I thought his first name was Guy because my uncle's name is Guy. And so I spent an entire year when this guy came in calling him Guy.
Mm.
And every time he didn't say anything. And then a year later, he was like, you know, that's my last name.
Oh, well, what was his first name? Well, actually,
don't dox
him.
I don't remember, and I also probably legally wouldn't be able to tell you.
FAFSA. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
HIPAA.
It's a HIPAA violation. It's a FAFSA violation, if you told me.
It's a HIPAA and a FAFSA.
Was his name Lady Guy?
I wish. I wouldn't have forgotten that.
Okay, so Try Guys.
Mm.
Okay, do you even know what the Try Guys are?
No, but so wait, okay.
Don't lie to me. You cannot absolve yourself from the knowledge of knowing who the Try Guys are. I know we want to.
Listen.
What?
I think you know the picture of me making the face at the Streamies.
Yeah.
I think it's I think that was in reaction to the Try Guys coming out on stage with
it's
glitter
true.
Beards.
I know it. I know it to be true.
I think it was the Try Guys with glitter beards.
That is actually accurate, and I remember it to be so. Yeah. Yeah.
Why was I so offended?
I can't put my finger quite on why I am
is
not.
Is it because I like my beards hairy and not glittery? Am I mask for mask?
To me, okay, this is no disrespect. I mean, it's going to come across as disrespect, but maybe it is disrespect. I don't know. But like, to me, the attempt fellows, as I'll call them.
Yeah.
I am not the target audience, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And I have never found myself to be someone, and maybe I am not their target audience. So it's chill. Not everything is for everyone.
You know, you know that everything is supposed to be for me.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the attempt fellows attempted adultery.
Oh.
Adultery.
What about the try girls?
You can't spell adultery without try.
So.
Or can you? Actually, I don't know.
He attempted adultery. Do we know that, or are they in an open relationship?
No, I think it
I'm not coming to his defense. I just am genuinely asking.
One of the attempt fellows got caught. Somebody took a picture of them or something, or maybe video of him making out with a producer of the show or something.
Oh, damn.
So big drama in the straight world where they have yet to discover open relationships.
And so do we care? Is this what you're asking?
I'm trying to.
Oh, okay.
I wish everyone the best.
Which guy was it? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I think his color scheme and the branding was maybe something warm tones.
I think there was a really tall try guy.
Yeah, I think maybe he's green, that one.
Is it the tall one?
No. It's apparently one that has made his identity about loving his wife. And so, like, it was all very, like, well, we should have seen it coming, you know?
Okay, Ned, Eugene, Keith, and Zach. Who was it?
It was Ned. It was Ned.
Mm.
I wish everyone the best. I wish all the parties involved peace and therapy.
Yeah. Don't try everything unless you have approval from your spouse.
Yes. Can you spell adultery without try? I actually don't know. I could Google it.
You could spell it.
How do you spell adultery?
That is got try.
There is an E in between the T and the R. Oh.
Well, I guess I can't spell.
You can spell adultery without try. Well, you can't.
You can, but it'll be wrong.
But you can't.
I say you should tweet it anyway.
Okay.
Get it for the tag him. I think tag him and drag
me
him.
Me chiming in on a pop culture event 2 weeks late. You can't spell try without adult try.
One of the try guys tried eating everything at a Vegas buffet. That sounds up your alley.
Yeah. No, yeah, I support that. Cool. To me, the vibe was always straight boys. And I know one of them is queer, but I... It felt collectively like a straight culture experience.
You know? Just guys trying things, you know? Yep, dudes being bros, guys trying things. Did any of the guys try anal?
There's only one way to find out.
I mean, don't call yourself the try guys if you're not willing to go there.
You should tweet that. And then in parentheses, anal.
With a picture of my butthole.
Yeah! No.
Oh, wow. Too far. Okay.
Hey.
Speaking of buttholes.
Speaking of fists raised to the sky.
No, I was thinking of butthole.
Yeah. I'm talking about the picture that Rihanna posted of her holding the football. It looks some type of pegging.
You know how our friend Austin loves Skin by Rihanna?
Yeah.
He sent me that picture. He actually broke the news to me. I wasn't on Twitter or Instagram, and he sent it to me, and then I deduced what was happening. And I replied, pig skin in parentheses. He loved it.
So will she perform Skin at the Super Bowl?
No, I loved all the memes that were just Rihanna's opening number, and it was like her putting on makeup.
Sure, why not? I hope she doesn't... Well, as a fan, I hope she puts out an album. As a Rihanna... as a fan of her being a troll professionally. Like, not like troll, but like she is aware of the demand for an album. I actually would think it's funny if she didn't put out a new album for this.
I think... I mean...
She should just put out a greatest hits. Let's go.
No, I was going to say, a lot of times the Super Bowl isn't... I was going to say, I don't think people are really showcasing new music at the Super Bowl. I think they're usually doing all the hits.
Right. What a perfect time to release Greatest Hits So Far Part 1.
Pink already did that.
I know. The unafraid of reference or not reference.
I think if anything, I mean, maybe she will use it to release an album after. I don't think there will be one before.
She should put out an album midnight of... Why not?
No, because Taylor Swift already copyrighted Midnight, so now nobody can do anything at Midnight. do you think she'll play Disturbia?
I hope. I'm looking at her top songs of all time. Umbrella, Diamonds, What's My Name, Only Girl in the World, Stay. A lot. She's got a lot of slow/mid-tempos, and I'm like, the Super Bowl ain't the moment.
She'll definitely do Please Don't Stop the Music.
She'll do Don't Stop the Music. She'll do Pondé Replay. You know,
I don't think she'll bring it back
to my girls. Maybe she'll do Pondé Replay remixed with Replay by Gaga.
Do you think she'll bring Drake out?
Why?
Like, they do a lot together. They're friends.
Okay.
They like hang. They have hits together.
Oh, do they have music together?
Yes.
Who else is there? What's the song? Oh,
Nicki
What's My
Minaj,
Name?
Fly. You think they'll do it?
Blazin'?
It's
How could it be?
I
little
came.
Me had the power to be the best beat in the league. Yeah, inevitably, could be. And is me, Rihanna? It's heckling me, and it's met me, and like me. No, that's just
is Rihanna of... in that?
No, she does. Yeah, no, she's on Fly.
I came to win. Just to fly. It's very Super Bowl themed.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think she'll play?
I would like Cheers drink to that
with Avril.
Sure, bring Avril out. What, that would actually be perfect for me.
I would love it.
If you want to know what I think that I am, I'm just a rock chick.
Are you? I think you're a boss ass rock chick.
That's what Avril said in an interview.
Rock chick.
Everybody's
doing
emails.
If you
want to know what I think that I am. Hold on.
If you want to know what I think that I am, I think that I'm just a rock chick. And I like to rock out. I like to throw shit around. I like to go nuts. I like to lose myself on stage. I like to scream. I like to holler. I like to break things. I like to yell. I like to get my anger out. And you know what? Everyone has their own opinion on everybody.
Is it still going?
That's it.
Is that should I learn that monologue for my audition?
Absolutely. I find it gets me most of my roles. Pilsen? If you want to know what I think that I am, I'm just a rock chick. I like to throw things around. I like to break things. I like to yell. I like to... I actually forget it.
That's all right. That's all right. The audition's not until tomorrow.
Thank God. I still have time.
Hey.
Huh?
Did you have anything else to say about Rihanna?
Dream cameos she brings out. She could bring out Britney for like a what's that song they did together? I feel like there was
S&M?
A stripper bowl. Yeah.
She can't do S&M at the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Because.
It stands for Super Bowl and...
I'm sorry. What?
Can you... S&M. It stands for S and an M word.
Super Bowl.
It are about football.
Super Bowl men.
And men. No.
Why not?
The mile yard line. The yard line.
Much down, I think.
Ooh. How much was the touch? How much touchdown could a touchdown touch?
If a touchdown must much down.
I think a lot. I do.
Did you say hike? Think a lot.
Red flag on the play.
The flags aren't red.
Yellow flag?
You're confusing cards. Soccer. Red
yellow card.
Yellow flag.
A mustard flag on the play is what M stands for.
Yes. Mustard. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Another year of a queen at the Super Bowl. I will be watching.
Oh God! No. I was saying, I mean that worked well, but I was actually saying that to what I was reading, which was a different topic.
What do you? Take me there. I want to go there. Take me there.
Did you hear the mascot? The Psychobabble mascot got engaged.
Gritty.
Our mascots are called Gritty.
Who is it?
If you had to pick one mascot for Psychobabble, who would you say it is?
Grace Helbig? She got eloped, I think, or something in Vegas. She woke up in Vegas. Did you see?
I did. That's not who I'm talking about.
Congratulations to the lovely couple.
No.
Are you talking about Nick Cannon having his 10th child?
Oh, you were so close. You had the first word halfway there.
Nicole Richie. Nicky Glazer.
Yep, that's it.
Nick at night. Nick. Nicky. Nick. Mm-hmm. Nicoletta. Who do we know? Who?
Nikki Blonsky.
Nikki got Blonsky engaged?
Got engaged.
Tell me.
To a woman.
Okay, work.
And her Instagram bio says, "Mama, I'm a gay girl now."
Okay.
"Mama, I'm a gay girl now."
You know what? I love that song. "Mama, I'm a gay girl now."
Like Carrie Underwood. Song. I think that's who sings it.
I think it, well, she definitely sampled it.
Nikki Blonsky, so her bio says, "Mama, I'm a gay girl now." Her first three pictures are of the engagement. Great, congrats. But I'm now, somebody tweeted and asked us to speak about this. So here okay. we are. But also, I'm curious as to what this eBay link in Nikki Blonsky's Instagram bio takes us to. Do you have any guesses?
I am going to guess a prop from the Hairspray movie.
Bitch, that's what I thought too, but it's actually as if she's using eBay like Etsy. I'm just confused why she's not using Etsy for Etsy.
Okay, so what is it?
Nikki Blonsky original stickers, $5.
Ooh. Oh.
Nikki Blonsky original autograph, $15. Oh, okay. Nikki Blonsky, Out Magazine photo shoot. She was on Out Magazine. Well, Mama is a gay girl now.
As Juan says.
You know those drawstring bags?
Yeah, I love them. When I go to the gym.
I hate them.
I have a really high quality one from Nike, and it's like, oh, I feel chic as hell.
I've only gotten free ones from like races and stuff from running, and I've hated every single
racism.
One. Races and stuff.
Oh,
always cheap, always chintzy, always like an orange.
What are you reading her merch?
Well, no, she has a Nikki Blonsky drawstring bag.
So that says always cheap, always chintzy, always orange.
No.
What does it mean? I'll take two, but what does it mean? Is it orange?
Oh, that's just my commentary. No, it's black.
Always cheap, always chintzy, always orange.
You can
the
get
new
a signed,
Nikki Blonsky line.
You can get a signed DVD of Hairspray, Blu-ray, widescreen.
So when I had to guess what was on sale, I was correct, is what you're saying.
Well, I thought it was going to be stolen props from the set.
You ever steal props? Mad props.
I give props.
Mad
to
props?
All my girlies.
Well, you have to. It's the only way to be a friend.
Okay, well, I'm checking Nikki Blonsky off my list of things to talk about today.
Oh, you're done with it? Well, the chess world has been rocked.
What else could we say?
The chess world.
You already fucking brought this up, and I hated it.
Did you hear? The chess... Oh, my God. So I was with... When I was visiting in Colorado, my little siblings, anytime there was any silence, I go, "You guys, did you hear? The chess world has been rocked."
I was... I was at a Napa thing over the weekend, mm-hmm. and one of the girls we were with was all, do you think the Stay Hydrated campaign is doing too much? Do you think maybe at this point we're
where's the Stay Hydrated campaign? Who's in that?
She was like, "Oh, you know how people are always like, drink water."
Yeah.
She was like, "Do you think Big Water has taken over like they did with Big Milk?"
I know Big Corn is popping right now.
Oh, God. We're talking about water. Do you think there's a hydration propaganda?
I think perhaps.
She said we
would
never
know.
Knowing
that water is soon to be a very coveted resource that not everyone will have access to, the demand for water is only going up. And now the luxurization of water via the Big Water campaigns...
Should we start hoarding water?
Well, we are each 70% water. I think we are water hoarders by default.
Has Nikki Blonsky been on The Masked Singer? I think she should. Okay, so back to Big Water.
To say somebody should be on The Masked Singer is almost like saying, I don't know, a face for radio, a face for podcasts. It's like, it's almost a little...
No, why isn't Nikki Blonsky on Celebrity Big Brother?
You should be on The Quiet Model.
What's
silent,
that?
Silent model. It's a competition show where models are only hot, no talking.
Really?
No, I'm saying it's the opposite. So you think
I'm hot and I should shut up?
Yes, it's like The Masked Singer.
So anyway, she was all like,
"No, I like my Masked Singers to be Rudy Giuliani-esque."
No, do you think
I'm kidding?
Big Water.
Big Water, go on.
She said the symptoms of being underhydrated are the same as the symptoms of being overhydrated, and so that
who said this?
This girl that was on our trip.
Sounds like an incredible source.
Water source?
Big Water.
I don't know. That's not what I wanted to talk about, but it just came to me. I thought we were telling stories. Hey.
Hmm.
If you had to be Eiffel Towered by Jesus and Satan.
Yes.
Where? Who?
Satan can take my downstairs.
Yes.
Jesus can take my upstairs. Yeah.
Because suck that Jesus-y.
And let me tell you why. I don't want an aggressive experience.
For your throat.
For my throat.
You want it for your hole.
It's not that I want it for my hole. It's like I just don't want it for my throat.
Do you think?
And Jesus would be so tender with my lips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think you would taste his body of Christ?
The problem with Jesus up top is I don't think Jesus trims. And so it's like here I am having to be all like picking all that.
But I bet Satan
Christ
spanks.
Hair out of my braces.
I bet Satan spanks.
Right. So he's where he needs to be.
Jesus like that fat ass. I mean.
Oh, my God, Corey, Satan. I forgot to tell you. I got catcalled this morning.
For having a fat ass?
I think. I was walking crouton.
Was it Hudson?
And I paid him. It was, so I was walking crouton and there was people doing like construction or like movers, like moving, I don't know what they were up to. Men outside of a big truck in the neighborhood. And they were all talking about me and all looking at me, so they could have been calling me faggot. But it was, in my head, in my fantasy, it was all of them talking about my beautiful fat ass. And I looked back at it as I was walking
your ass
by.
Or them?
At them. And they were, there was a man literally just like watching me walk down the street. I'm like, well, baby, take it all in, honey.
You were probably getting, about to be mugged.
No. It was this morning. It was, they were like
people
all employees
in
of a moving company.
People steal. Maybe they were stealing someone's house.
Maybe.
Mama, I'm a gay girl now.
I almost distracted them from the crime. What a crime. Gift I have.
Crime against humanity?
Theft. Grand theft. The theft was grand.
How grand was it?
It was grand.
Hey, have we talked about how Jeezle Peets could be a drag name?
Okay, go on.
Couldn't it?
Anything can be a drag name.
Well, that's true. Drag name anything?
Ugh.
So when I was flying back to Michigan last week, I was Stony Baloney boarding the plane. Oh my God, there was a lot going on. I was like, where am I? What is this world? Some 5'10" man came up demanding he be moved from a middle seat, screaming that he's too tall to sit in the middle. He was 5'10" at most.
Fly private if it's that big of a concern, you dumb bitch.
I gave him Ferret Jeweler's gay scoff.
Oh, ooh.
Okay. So then they're all bored, get on the plane, and our flight attendants were late because their other flight was delayed. So everyone was huffing. You know, people line up even though they're not supposed to line up anyway, and everyone was lined up. And I had my headphones in, but I had the music off because I like to be nosy. I like to listen. I like to not be spoken to because I want people to think I'm listening, but I'm not. The woman in front of me dropped a dime. And the woman next to her goes, hey, you dropped 1/10 of a dollar. And she called it that. I said, what is going on?
Well, Mercury is in retrograde.
Then, while I was in line, two different people said, Jeezel Pete.
Oh.
And I thought, I haven't heard that in a while. So then I got on the plane, sat down, Googled it, and it said Jeezel Pete is a very Michigan thing to say.
Oh, see, anytime I've ever said it, people have been like very like, Jeezel Pete.
Apparently like, they yeah. said it's like a Michigan thing. And so then I was sitting there and then I Googled it. But then I saw you did some, I don't know, did you do some stream or something? And one of the prizes said Jeezel Pete something?
I'm sorry, what?
For your 15-year anniversary, didn't you do some sort of raid?
Oh my God, do you know anything about anything? I did a subathon, but where I don't know where it could have said Jeezel Pete.
Was one of the prizes was labeled Jeezel Pete?
I don't think so.
I swear I saw it.
Why the Frank? Then Chris Ross, just kick Chris Ross in the penis.
Cool. How do I find your Instagram to prove that you had said it?
It's gone. She's gone.
I know it. It was
hey,
like
did you
500
see what,
subs for Jeezel
Pete. Did
Pete's.
You see what? Oh, like as a milestone? I could look
yes,
it up.
Yes. It was one of the milestones. It was like a Jeezel Pete's shave my head. Jeezel Pete's bleach my pussy.
I don't think that's what it was, but.
It was something. Anyway, so Jeezel Pete's is a very Michigan thing to say. And I thought it could be a drag name.
Jeezel Pete's? I'm looking at, oh, Petey?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care anymore.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, I'm starting my new Animal Crossing Island today, and I think it's going to be monkeys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jungle themed? Oh, you mean like my island?
Is your island jungle themed?
Yes, you fucking came to it, you bitch.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'll give you my dream address, and you can take the kids there on a stream, and you can steal all my good ideas.
Okay, thanks. My dream address is available now. Also, if anyone would like to visit my first island, it's
beautiful. Why don't
beautiful.
You send it to me?
I will.
Okay. So if you had to Eiffel Tower, Jesus, and Satan, and you got to pick a position for everybody.
I would top.
You would top who?
Satan.
I'm not trying to even
I guess I'll kiss Jesus from across the body of Satan, but like,
would you lick Jesus's pit
and try to love somebody?
Yes,
I would try.
All right, hey, designers.
I'm not done with what I was gonna bring up. Did you hear what Lena Dunham's been up to?
No,
you're about to be done. No.
Yes,
she tweeted. She tweeted, when I go, I want my casket to be driven through the NYC Pride Parade with a plaque that reads, "She wasn't for everyone, but she was for us." Who can arrange? And the gays are mad.
Is it an invite-only parade?
I don't really know. And I don't really know. I think this is one of those situations where people just like decided 10 years ago they hated somebody. They might have valid reasons, but I don't know if they remember why. But they're just mad that like she's talking to us, involving us, or I don't know. All the replies are very, get the fuck out of here.
Well, maybe she should start with a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame like Kelly Clarkson got.
Oh, don't. Not that transition.
I was just trying to think of something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So what did the gays say? Go back, Lena Dunham. Get out of here.
They said no.
You know the pictures of like the first woman to run a marathon and all the men pushing her?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing with Lena Dunham after that tweet.
At Pride?
Yes.
Lena... I just think it's a wow. I just think it's like, what? Okay. Where did the tweet come from? Where? Why?
Where did it come from? Where did it go?
And where
did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe?
Lena Dunham?
Hit it, but eat not bad.
Hey, what is better, Cotton Eye Joe or Vengabus?
Well, for what's the mood?
You know the mood.
For having an Eiffel Tower with Jesus and Satan, I would go Vengabus.
Absolutely. The Vengabus is coming.
And everybody's jumping.
I find, you know how in those horror movies nowadays, they slow down a song?
Yes,
I've been doing that. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but I've been thinking Vengabus would be a perfect one for that.
I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Oh, did we? I always think about that because I listen to Vengabus a lot. There's a remix that recently came out, and it's incredible.
When you walk down and ask your device to play morning music, is it Vengabus?
It's like, okay, here you go.
Do you ever jump rope to Vengabus?
You know what? I haven't jump roped in years.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, sore subject.
The Vengabus is not coming. The Vengabus is late. Public transportation these days, nowadays.
Yeah. San Francisco, always on time.
Always there when you call?
Is there anything else you had?
Always on time?
I listened to The Call by Backstreet Boys this weekend.
I was hanging with the fellas.
No.
Oh, that's kind of the equivalent, though, in NSYNC worlds.
Yeah, not no.
How does The Call start? Hello?
It's a phone.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
It's AJ doing a monologue at the beginning.
Let me tell you the story about the story.
Yes.
Yeah, that one goes
me
off.
Me and my boys went out just have to end up in misery.
Have you ever?
Going out with the boys? I was hanging with the fellas.
Yeah. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Hanging with the fellas. Ooh. On the Vengabus.
Ooh. Are you driving?
No, I'm dancing.
I would drive the Vengabus. It's not going to end well, but...
I wouldn't trust you. Hey, where can people find you?
Driving the Vengabus. Driving the Vengabus.
Jizzle
Pizzles. Subathon.
All right.
Put that bass in your walk.
Put that bass in your throat.
Okay. Well, okay. Have a good one.
Later. Love you. Bye.